What a wonderful time that God has given us here this morning to look into His Word and to see what we can learn from it. If you have your copy of God's Word, I would ask that you would turn with me to Jonah chapter 4. And as we are visiting chapter 4, we are going to wrap up the text of what Jonah has for us. Next week, we'll be looking at an overview, particularly visiting what Matthew 12 speaks of what Jonah, of how Christ uses Jonah in his parable, and how that applies to us. But as we look at Jonah chapter 4, we are going to reach the climax of the story of Jonah. And so I ask that you would follow along with me as we read chapter 4, and then we'll ask God to bless our time here this morning. But this was a great evil to Jonah, and he became angry. And he prayed to Yahweh and said, "O Yahweh, was this not my word to myself while I was still in my own land? Therefore I went ahead to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning evil. So now, O Yahweh, please take my life from me, for death is better to me than life." And Yahweh said, "Do you have good reason to be angry?" Then Jonah went out from the city and sat east of the city. And there he made a booth for himself and sat under it in the shade until he could see what would happen in the city. So Yahweh appointed a plant, and it came up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from his miserable evil. And Jonah was exceedingly glad about the plant. But God appointed a worm at the breaking of dawn the next day, and it struck the plant and it dried up. And then it happened that as the sun rose up, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun struck down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and asked with all his soul to die and said, "Death is better to me than life." Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "I have good reason to be angry, even to death." Then Yahweh said, "You had pity on the plant for which you did not work and which you did not cause to grow, which came to be overnight and perished overnight. So should I not have pity on Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between the right hand and the left hand, as well as many animals?" Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for how it guides us down paths of righteousness for your name's sake, that it explains who you are. And as we get to read a story such as Jonah that has been written in your word, that has been chronicled as the pivotal point within your redemptive history, as we get to see back when you first gave your law to your people, and now through Jonah as we are reaching the halfway point of when your son would come, and how we get to look forward and see that you are faithful to your promises, that yes and amen, that you are gracious and compassionate and slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and relent concerning evil, and we are the recipients of this. And so help us to see in your word here this morning ourselves in light of you and how you have proclaimed yourself to be. That as we are working through this text, that my words would be rightly handling your word, and that it would be glorifying unto you, and that it would seek to glorify you, that you in return would cause your spirit to renew our minds and to cause us to grow in a knowledge of you and of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we know that without your Holy Spirit, your word is foolishness to us, and yet for those who are being saved, it is the power of God. And so we want to give you praise for all things. And as we get to have your word in front of us, we recognize that it is sufficient for our Christian walk. And so we rely heavily upon your teaching us and your cleansing us and you sanctifying us. And may you do so once again here this morning. Amen. Last week we looked at God being slow to anger, and we kind of stopped at chapter 4, verse 1, where this was a great evil to Jonah, and he became angry. And we see why he became angry as we look at verse 2 in chapter 4. And Jonah knew who God was. He knew what God said of himself. And yet we can